Don McLean. And thank you very much, Tony Allen, for the last 2 hours on Radio Seagull. They really were quite incredible, quite incredible. Bob Noakes here with you until 3 o'clock. This is The Who. The Who and Pinball Wizard. I'd like to say, by the way, just how great it feels to be back. It really is a wonderful feeling. And I took 2 weeks off, of course, and one way and another 2 weeks slowly wound their way into 3 weeks. The last week actually has been rather frustrating. I've been trying to get on the ship and spending awfully long times walking around docks and trying to talk to sailors and persuade them to come out in rough weather and things like that. So now I'm finally back on the ship. It's a wonderful feeling. Anyway, it is the Loving Spoonful and an old favourite of mine. Do you believe in magic? The Loving Spoonful. I have a record here from Steve Higham, or Steve Hume. I think it's Higham, actually. I couldn't quite make sure of the name. It was actually addressed to Andy, but Andy's passed it on to me to deal with it, since Andy has had to go to bed now, and I'm on at this time. But you said, "Dear Andy, I first picked your station up at the end of July in Calais, where I and two other friends were camping after having travelled around Europe for 2 weeks. Quite honestly, I have heard no other radio station which compares." Well, that's something we've been hearing a lot from a lot of people in the last few weeks. And it's not surprising if you pick it up in Calais. We've had reports from as far north as Reykjavik and as far south as Haifa and Tel Aviv. In fact, Tony, who's just finished his program, used to listen to our station on the Peace Ship, which is moored somewhere off Tel Aviv. We've also had reports from as far west as the really westernmost parts of Ireland and from all manner of places east as well, so that's not surprising. But you say you like very much to hear long tracks, album tracks, things like this that you don't normally hear, and you've sent one or two vitriolic comments about other stations which you can hear on medium wave, other, shall we say, European stations and British stations. And you also go into personal criticisms of some of the people that you can hear on the British National Radio Service. But I don't really want to go into that for a number of reasons. However, thank you very much for your letter, Steve. And you've asked me to play a record, or you asked Andy to play a record by the Moody Blues. Well, in the holocaust of my sorting the program out this evening, I didn't quite find the record you were looking for. So rather than play something similar, which might clash with your taste, I'll play something completely different and we'll take pot luck on it. I hope you like it anyway. This is a song which is growing on me. It's by Evensong, and it's called Dance, Dance, Dance. At 12 minutes past one in the morning, that was Evensong and Dance, Dance, Dance. One of the nicer things about going back to England, which I did a couple of weeks ago, was that I could pick up some records which had been waiting there for me a long, long time, and some other records which had been stored away in boxes and cupboards and things in various people's homes, waiting for a time when I could use them. And this is one of them. It's a bit chippy now, but I think none the worse for it nevertheless. It's Bob Dylan, Lay, Lady, Lay. Bob Dylan and Lay, Lady, Lay, which comes from an album called Nashville Skyline. And looking at the date which I've scribbled on the sleeve, it appears that I bought that record over 4 years ago. So somebody who criticised me for not liking Dylan, there you are, 4 years ago I bought that album. The person, in fact, who criticised me for that was Norman Barrington. Norman, if you're listening, I hope you're having a great time over there. I better explain that last week in The Hague, I had a rather amazing few days with Norman, and I think I described you at one time as a hairy sunset on stilts. So anyway, if you're in Walthamstow somewhere and you see a hairy sunset on stilts, that's Norman Barrington.
She packed my bag last night.
Yes, it seems a long, long time since I was here last. Elton John and Rocket Man. I'd like to say hello now to a couple of people I met in Van Hogendorp Strat on a couple of different occasions in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Martin Critchley, I met you about 3 weeks ago and we had a matter about the ship. I hope everything's fine with you. Also, Jonathan Meyer, I met you a couple of days ago. I believe you're still in The Hague. Well, let's hope you're having a great time. I think you wanted to come and have a look at the ship. Well, I don't know whether you've succeeded in doing that yet, but, well, I had enough of a job getting here myself. Now, something from Carole King from the Tapestry album, So Far Away.